That was another point of pain for Gray. The man who'd once been a brother to him had died, and Gray had never once attempted to mend their relationship. Lonnie had gotten the girl, so Gray hadn't known how. Even when he'd found out from Jonah that his mom was divorced, he hadn't been able to make himself reach out. It was just one of many regrets he carried. Jonah twitched his shoulders, as if shaking off his own dark thoughts. So, what are you doing for Christmas? A fair question, since it was the day after tomorrow. Nothing. It's just another day this year. The younger man's face twisted in true horror. No. Are you going to be in town? Yeah. I've rented a house for the foreseeable future until I decide what I'm buying. Then you're coming to Christmas dinner. Gray smiled a little, proud of this piece of military culture. Leave no man behind. I appreciate the offer, but that's not necessary. Jonah's mouth twisted into a familiar, stubborn set that had Gray thinking about Rebecca again. Absolutely not an option. You are not going to be alone on Christmas. It wasn't like he was looking forward to it, but what Jonah was proposing wasn't as simple a thing as he made it out to be. Is this going to be okay with your mother? We've always had an open door policy. She believes the more the merrier. And as you said, y'all used to be friends. Friends was the least of what they'd been. But he wasn't going to mention that to Rebecca's son. Because of that history, he wasn't sure this was the best idea. But he wanted the chance to get close to her again, and he wouldn't waste the opportunity presented. Well, all right then. Just tell me when and where, and what I can bring.
You're looking awfully cheerful for a woman about to be feeding 16 people.
Rebecca Ferguson grinned and linked her arm with Donna Black, one of her longtime friends.
All my chicks are home to roost, so I'm especially thankful.
There had been too many years of quiet Christmases while Jonah had been deployed, when it had only been her and her daughter Samantha. Now Jonah was free of the Navy and here with his soon-to-be wife Rachel. Sam was here with her husband, Griff, and their baby girl, Rory, the absolute love of Rebecca's life. And, as if that wasn't bounty enough, all the extended adopted family that came along with Bad Boy Bakers was here, too. Both of Jonah's business partners, Brax and Holt, whom she'd informally adopted as soon as they moved to town, their wives and children, and a handful of others linked to them, including Donna, Holt's mother-in-law. Finding seating was proving to be a challenge, but Rebecca wouldn't have it any other way.
No, shove the sofa against the far wall. That should give you room for the extra tables you brought from the bakery.
We've got to move all of Rory's Christmas presents first, Jonah announced. I'm not sure why you went so nuts buying her stuff. She's only 6 months old. She's not going to remember all this.
Rebecca shot a mock scowl at her son.
Oh, hush, you. Don't you rain on my grandma parade.
That's right, Donna agreed. Spoiling our grandchildren is one of our greatest joys in life.
Holt shot a significant glance at his wife that nobody missed. Kayla pressed her lips together to hide a smile.
Then I suppose this is as good a time as any to let y'all know you're getting another one.
Donna's mouth fell open.
You're pregnant?
Kayla nodded, brown eyes twinkling. The general volume rose several decibels as all the women began to squee and rushed forward to hug the mom-to-be. Holt's younger sister Hadley rested a hand on her own barely visible baby bump.
Oh, thank God. I won't be the only one living off limeade and ginger ale.
The morning sickness really hasn't been that bad this go-round.
Hadley grimaced.
I hate you a little bit right now,